Once a month, I touch base with the Lincoln County Commission, rotating between the commissioners and Chief of Staff Stephen Allen. And today, we are rotating to Commissioner Kent Conley, who is joining us live over the phone. Good morning, Commissioner Conley. How are you today?
Morning, Duke. I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, doing great. Appreciate you taking some time with us and updating us on what's happening in Lincoln County. I want to start with the impact funding that's been awarded to the county and some of the districts, municipalities. A pretty substantial amount of funding going to Lincoln County. First, Commissioner, remind us what the impact funding is and how Lincoln County was able to receive some of this.
Impact money comes from an industry that is building and breaks the threshold, which we used to be lower in the Exxon years, which really didn't help us a lot. But we've had two or three small industrial siting ones already, like the proposed solar farm over out of Cokeville and the Exxon expansion. But the latest one was Project West, which is clear down against the southern border of Lincoln County down through there, which is a carbon capture in Trona mining industries down there. We'll have three or four of them, but it was significant. They were advertised that as a $1.25 billion project, when in reality it came in at $2.6 billion. And the industrial siting law says, okay, it qualifies for it. And so they put $25 million in a pot and said, Sweetwater, Lincoln, and Uinta, you get to share in this in some form or fashion. And then we kick in and have big meetings over it and go in. It's a very complicated process. Industrial siting is very strict how they take the industry money and hand it out. And so our portion of it that we agreed upon in going after with the other counties was $8.1 million. And of that $8.1 million, they awarded us $7.1 million, with significant amounts like going to the town of Kemmerer and joint powers boards and stuff like that. Very strict rules. Will be four or five more, like I say. The solar farm, for example, out of Cokeville, hasn't been built, so you don't see the money until it's built. So when you get this award, it's like I'm going to receive this bulk chunk of money immediately. It comes in payments as the development is built. And so that's $7.1 million. That could take 3-4 years before it comes out in monthly payments to which entities it's awarded to. And I can't remember how many total entities we had in here, but we had a variety from Cokeville, you know, LaBarge, Opal, Kemmerer, Diamondville, Joint Powers put in for it, Senior Center put in for it, Senior Center District, which has to qualify. And those are very specific. You actually have to have legal counsel present it to the Joint Powers in those. You have to present it. And like I said, it's not an easy process. Doesn't pay out immediately. We'll have long-term good benefits, though, for Lincoln County in the industrial impact that we're receiving down here. People that qualify for it in the county basically are determined by that industrial siting council. They reach out from, I guess you would call, more of a wagon wheel approach that goes around the impact area and decide these are the impacted communities. And so that's kind of the process in a nutshell, Duke. A lot of money out there in this development that's going on down here. Exxon, like I say, we've had it before. And I think the county's portion was like, I think, $300,000-$400,000, you know, and that one, the Cokeville one, has been so long as it's still held up in how it's being developed that it hasn't, haven't received any money off of it. The Exxon money is coming in to each entity that it is in on it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Commissioner, you mentioned that there's very specific rules on how this money can be used, and so I'm assuming most of these entities are using it for like infrastructure impacts and emergency response, that kind of stuff. Correct.
Well, and they also gear it for your local law enforcement. There's smaller pieces to it, but the Joint Powers Board down here is water and sewer. Of course, City of Kemmerer's request was for roads, and so those are impacts, and you're actually having to plead your case like you're in front of SLIB, which is the State Land and Investment Board, where you go for big loans and stuff. Wyoming is a grant state, unfortunately, in the structure of it. And so you have to go plead your case, and then you're scrutinized. You're scrutinized very heavy by the Industrial Siting Council on what qualifies and what doesn't. And so we felt we did very good on this one this time. $8.1 million is what that figured our share would be. And like I said, we managed to come away with about $7.1 million, I believe it is.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley on the weekday wake up this morning. You mentioned the solar facility, which has been proposed south of Cokeville. Give us an update on that. I understand it was kind of put on the back burner for a little bit, kind of went dark. Is that resurfacing? Is that still in the works?
We have not been notified of it yet. I'm assuming a lot of these big projects can get bogged down in land and, you know, on private property. And so in those negotiations, and so obviously we stay out of it. And so until they resolve it, won't happen probably until they resolve the issues that are taking place on it. But it's all these developments down there, the Natrium plant that we'll have the dedication on coming up there on the nuclear plant. They got their permits through in a pretty timely fashion. But as people listening, they want to understand when you talk about this development that's going on in different places, it does not happen overnight. So when the first announcement, they announced this Natrium plant over 2 years ago. And then now we're finally getting to a point of breaking ground. And so that's the permitting process that takes place on all these things. And like I say, the payout on these industrial sitings, they don't happen. The Natrium plant, for example, the big plant, that will not see an industrial siting maybe until 5-6 years into it. And so that shows you how the rules, because it's a public utility, it doesn't fall underneath, the whole thing doesn't fall underneath it. But all of those down south that are in the carbon recapture, into what they call putting carbon out of the air underground, but the Trona industry is absolutely going berserk down in Sweetwater County, and wandering its way into Uinta County down through there, and we'll feel the effect on it. These are big jobs. There's basically $12 billion worth of development in southern Lincoln County. It'll take place over 10 years, but it'll take every day of 10 years to get it developed.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley with us live this morning on the weekday wake up on SVI Radio. Commissioner, we've also alluded to the groundbreaking, which is a week from today for the nuclear facility. TerraPower and Bechtel putting on that groundbreaking at 11 o'clock this upcoming Monday, the 10th of June. Speak more to that and how this just shows that process keeps ticking along for TerraPower.
Well, right now, if you drive down that way, it's very obvious. They're already going after, they'll take the two-lane highway there of 189 and convert it into a four-lane intersection type stuff down through there so that they can feed the peak of construction on some of these like that, when they could have as many as 50 to 100 trucks a day delivering and out of there. And it'll have, so they're establishing not only the turnoff lanes for that, but the road is already, you can actually see the road construction and where the level pad is, where they'll start doing right alongside of the highway. And for people that know the area or down through here, or driven down through here, it's right across the road from the old Skull Point Mine turnoff road, about 12 miles south of Kemmer is where it's at. And so, yeah, it's very visible down there. The groundbreaking is the 10th. We're looking forward to it and having some people in here and get some Washington, D.C. people in here that we can have discussions on how all of this development is impact to us.
Commissioner, what else is happening in Leakey County that you'd like to mention today?
The biggest one still is going to be planning and zoning for us. We still have one person short there, but we are more than handling what we've got going in right now. And there's a lot of development up and down. Your cities are back to building homes. That just doesn't mean down here. Kemmer's looking at about 2,000 homes here in the next couple of years. Afton's, I see that they want to have one in the process, and I think about 250. I'm not sure. Violet would know that number better than I would. But Thane is also working on one. The interesting part about the dynamics of Lincoln County is we went from 19,500 people in 2005. We've only went up 2,000 people. We've actually had some towns go down in size, but we've never had. And we've always been building in north or south, doesn't matter where you're at in the county. And now you're finally going to see what I would refer to as permanent housing instead of possibly a lot of secondary homes that aren't residents of Lincoln County, which really didn't help our tax base, because right now all the boom down here and even what's going on in Star Valley, your sales tax revenue is up. That's what's up right now is sales tax revenue, and obviously property taxes. But the cities benefit the most from property taxes. That's their main funding. Well, the county's main funding is property taxes.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley this morning on the weekday wake up. Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time and the updates. Thank you.